so easy that Islam, the civilization that was built for 1300 years, so easy that within a less than 100 years, you're already back to the idea. And why is it so difficult to build that that's so easy?
That is the law of this world. You can build something, a civilization, for over 1,000 years, and you just strike one match, and you can burn it overnight. If you're asking me how that happened, how is it possible that happened? It happened because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has willed it to happen. He's saying this is the cycle you're going to go through. If you understand that there is a cycle that you're going to go through, what are you going to go? What are you going to do? You're going to prepare yourself. If you know, this time I'm going to be well, this time I'm going to be sick, this time I cannot do anything, this time I'm going to be okay. If you know your seasons, then you can plan for a believer. You can plan according to the seasons. Correct? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is showing all the examples in the Quran al-Karim about all the earlier prophets and all their nations and everything that is happening, and saying this is what happened to them, this is happening to you, is going to happen to you. Take lesson, take lesson, take lesson. But if you don't take lesson from it, it doesn't matter now. Now you cannot even blame anyone, because you say, can you say I've not been warned? So many people are going to say that on Judgment Day. Quran al-Karim is saying that. I'm going to say I've not been warned. You have been warned. You are seeing it right in front of your eyes. But you don't want to see it because of your stubbornness. You don't want to see it. So we come back to that same thing now. This is not the place of truth. Truth has to be protected. You understand? In this place. Does that mean that if truth is not protected here, if no one is saying La ilaha illallah, there is no La ilaha illallah? No. Allah has billions and billions of other worlds and other galaxies that they are going to say La ilaha illallah. You understand? But what is given to us here, we have to protect. This is not the place of truth. This is the lowest of the low. Not only this is in dunya, shaitan is ruling here. The ego is ruling here. The nafs is ruling here. We are in, as I said this so many times, enemy territory. Not only just enemies, they are the most powerful now. So whatever that you protect, if you blink your eye and you are in ghaflat, they can take it all away from you. You're driving your car same road, going back home, same road, 40 years. And one day you decide that you want to go to sleep. You don't want to drive. Go to sleep. Tell your car drive. What's going to happen? You're going to destroy yourself. Can you say this is not fair? Why does it happen? Because the law that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put into this world is for a man, for you to have control over your life and your fate, you have to wake up. You have to open up your eyes. You cannot let go. You cannot be in ghaflat. You cannot be in heedlessness. You are responsible. And if you don't be responsible, if you are heedless, you have no one to blame except for yourself. This is the difference now between so many other beliefs and in Islam. You saying La ilaha illallah, is there a guarantee that you're going to say La ilaha illallah in your last breath? No. Check yourself. What is that? You think that last breath is just, that's it? Are you understanding what kind of panic you're going to go through? What kind of pain you're going to go through? What kind of shock you're going to go through? Check yourself. If you hear something in this world, in this life, now that you're well, you hear something that is shocking, you hear a loud noise, for example, or you hear a wrong news, or there is fear that is coming to you, how many, they are trained to run to Allah first? How many at least, now at least you say, Astaghfirullah, Hasbin Allah wa ni'mal wakil. Madad. How many? Or did we train ourselves to first to have that shock? Oh, what's going on? Oh, this, oh, that. Imagine death. So, whatever that is in your heart now, that time, that you fear, in that moment, that is what's going to come out. If you fear Allah, meaning you love Allah, you fear your Shaykh, you're loving your Shaykh and your Prophet, and they are foremost in your heart, when something is happening, you're going to run to them first. You understand? And so, historically, like I said, we move beyond that. Allah has already told us that there is going to be a pattern. And Allah is saying step by step how that is going to happen. As it happened to earlier nations. No one can say we were caught off guard. We didn't know. We were shocked into this kind of situation. No. It has happened before. And Allah is saying over and over again, don't you see? Don't you remember? It has happened before. So, we are here now. Don't you think it has happened before that the nation goes through difficulty and they are left scattered? Do you think this is the first time? No, it's not. It has happened before. Maybe it hasn't happened like this much. But it has happened before. One of the big sunnats that we are supposed to do in this Ahir Zaman to prepare ourselves against to Dajjal every Friday is to read what? Surat Al-Kahf. In Surat Al-Kahf, one of the things that it is explaining openly is what to do in a situation where the whole world now that is against your way of belief and understanding. You pull yourself back. You understand? And be with a few people who are going to continue that. This is the order that is coming from the Holy Prophet ﷺ. It is not to run forward to try to change. You try to change, they will change you. Because Allah has not given that time to us. He's given that time to them. So, we're not learning anymore. We're not learning real knowledge. What's going to happen now? It's okay. Many people are suffering. So many good ones are taken. Good ones, Allah has removed them from this world, keeping them safe and pure. We should worry whether we're going to pass from this world clean or not. We should worry. In this night of Miraj, we're asking through the intercession of the Holy Prophet والسلام, our Grand Sheikh and our Sheikh, to make us to live in this way and to die in this way, sincere and clean and strong, inshallah. May Allah forgive us and raise their stations. Al-Fatiha. Amen. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. This much is enough.